Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
Let's take a look at the card for episode 4. We'll be reviewing Fastlane, Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. We will also have This Week in Wrestling News, Are You Smarter Than a Fourth Grader?, Tweet of the Week, and Podcast of the Week.
My co-host and creator of this podcast is proof that wrestling fans live with their parents, my 10-year-old son, Mason. Hey Mason, it's Friday night. I know we're not going to talk about school this week. We're getting close to spring break. I know you got baseball tryouts tomorrow, so we've got to take wrestling aside for a little bit. Are you excited for baseball season?
Yep.
Okay. Is basketball season all finished now?
Yeah.
Okay, I know I posted a few pictures while we were at the events, so I wasn't sure if that was all done. In our first match scheduled for...
1-4!
We have the best moments from Fastlane, which was in Columbus, Ohio. Now, this was actually Mason. We actually went to the stadium over Christmas, because I took you to a Blue Jackets game. Mm-hmm. So that was actually the stadium that it was at. So this was Sunday night. So do you want to talk about your top three moments for this?
Three moment is the double glorious DDTs to Jinder and Orton. I thought that was just cool. And the heel turn of Bobby Roode is, yeah, I didn't see it coming, but you saw it.
And I didn't see a lot of that match coming, to be honest. I thought it was going to be one where we're setting up for WrestleMania right now. I thought people were going to defend their titles. And I'm sure we might talk about some of these later. I thought that Shinsuke was obviously going to win. I thought that AJ Styles was obviously going to win because they sort of built that matchup already. And yeah, I didn't really see that as a surprise. I didn't really see that one coming. So I was kind of surprised by that one. But yeah, interesting. Okay, number two.
So number two was when KO pinned Ziggler, Sammy. But, well, let's back up. So KO, he tried to kick Sammy in the head. And he accidentally kicked Shane in the face, and so later in the match, KO pins Ziggler, and Shane, he pulls out the ref at two, and the ref, he was like motioning to KO, he was about to win, mm-hmm. And then Shane said, do your job correctly, and then after that, Sammy, he kicked KO to the face, pinned him, Shane pulls Sammy out the ring, and yeah.
And this is something that's been building for months as well, because if you remember, KO had a battle with Shane. I'm not sure if it was SummerSlam. I've kind of lost track of how long ago that was, but a long time ago. So there's been that feud for a while, but Shane is sort of against those two. And we kind of get the opinion that Daniel Bryan is more supportive of those two.
It was something that's been building. The pay-per-view was HIAC.
Oh, Hell in a Cell. We can say Hell in a Cell. That's fine.
All right.
If you're watching Hell in a Cell, we can say Hell in a Cell. Even though we're PG, we can still say that one. That one's fine. Okay, so that was something that's been certainly building, and I actually had that as one of my moments as well. I had that as my third moment, so that'll save me mentioning that later. And what about your number one moment then?
So, Cena, he's in the ring, and he just knocked AJ out the ring.
You want to talk about this? So this is the main event. Yes. So this was the six-pack challenge. So we got John Cena, and who else do we have in that match?
John Cena, Dolph Ziggler, KO, Sami Zayn, AJ Styles, and John Cena.
And you said John Cena twice, so Baron Corbin. There you go. Okay. So, yeah, so they're surrounding the ring with John Cena. Okay.
John Cena and AJ Styles are in the middle, and then he knocks AJ out the ropes. And before, he gave, at the start of the match, Cena gave AAs to everybody and knocked them out the ring. And then AJ didn't fall for it, so later in the match, he knocked AJ out the ropes. Baron Corbin hopped up, then yep. KO, Sammy.
After they all Ziggler, recovered from the AA at the same time.
And then, then AJ got knocked out the ropes, and he was like, whoa, 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 this is not fair.
And then they all stepped in, and it was 4-on-1 pretty much. Now, the moment you just mentioned was actually my number one moment, so I'm going to come in with that one, as that was your top three. So my number one moment was actually John Cena at the start. I thought there was four AAs to begin with. It was kind of a little comical. You'd think after the second one, it would be like, oh, perhaps I better not rush in. But I thought that was really good. I actually thought Cena was going to win this match, or possibly. Having said that, I thought AJ might maintain his title, retain his title. I had heard talk at the start that Cena was actually going to get the win for this one. So he started off so positive, and I was like, oh, perhaps he is going to get his match at WrestleMania after all. But it turned out not to be that way. And in case we didn't mention it, and I don't think we did, AJ Styles did retain that title in that match. Not sure who he pinned at the end.
He pinned Baron Corbin, or KO? He gave... No, KO. Yeah, he gave a phenomenal 4-on to KO.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that.
It looked weak, but it was just pitchable.
See, I disagree with that. I thought it looked really good. And I know you picked a phenomenal 4-on in a previous week for SmackDown, and yeah. I didn't give it that one. Because I said it looked nice, but I was seeing it before. I thought that one did look good, but I didn't pick it in my top three either. Now, I already said my third one was Shane, like yours was. And my number one was John Cena with the 4 AAs to start. Number two, I went with after the Charlotte match. So Charlotte was fighting Ruby Riott, and then after the match, and it hadn't been discussed for a while, like, who is Oscar going to pick? They talked about, is it going to be Alexa? Is it going to be Charlotte? And she came out, pointed to the WrestleMania sign, like everybody's doing, and picked Charlotte. And I'm really excited for that match. Now, my take on that one is, as well, we've heard talk that Oscar could face
Ronda Rousey
at the, not this WrestleMania, WrestleMania 35. So that would make sense now, because Oscar could, if she beat Charlotte, she would be the SmackDown Women's Champion. Ronda can become the Raw Women's Champion. They can both stay undefeated for a year, and then they can actually face each other at WrestleMania 35, which you told me is actually fairly near to us.
Yeah, it was in MetLife Stadium. Mm-hmm. We've actually been there for a U2 concert.
We did. We went for a U2 concert there last year, but I would definitely be willing to go back there again in April 2019 so we could go and watch WrestleMania, and that would be kind of a cool match to see. Yeah. So that's sort of setting itself up nicely as well. In our second match, scheduled for
1-4,
we have This Week in Wrestling News. So, Jeff Hardy got arrested this week for driving while under the influence of alcohol. There's still not all the news has come out from that, exactly what happened. What we do know is he crashed his car. He wrote his car off. There was several thousand dollars worth of damage. I guess he left his car, and then a couple of hours later, he was arrested by the police in North Carolina. So, the question from this one then, as this is one of the stories, is, Mason, do you think that WWE wrestlers should be role models? Now, Jeff Hardy, as you know, has been one of my favorite wrestlers. Does that change my opinion of him now? Is that something that they should be thinking about, as well as being wrestlers? Should they be thinking about their actions outside the ring as well?
Yes, they should definitely be outside the ring really good, but it doesn't matter if you're a heel, a face, whatever. You just gotta be good outside the ring, so yeah.
And with, like, social media now on Twitter, anyone can take a picture straight away. If you do anything that's inappropriate, then people are going to know about it straight away. I'm with you on this one as well. What do you think? Do you think Jeff's going to get back into WWE?
He has to. He just came back from Impact. He's still an injury.
But hopefully considering all those actions that he just did, he was dangerous driving. He was driving while he was drinking and driving. He crashed his car because he wasn't in control of his car. What do you think? Is that the line? Where's the line for things like this? Should he be allowed back in? Does he need to say sorry first? Does he need to try and perhaps recover from this? Perhaps go to counseling or something, and then perhaps be let back in? Or what do you think for this one? I'm not sure. I don't know any of those details at all. It might have been he was just released. He might have been charged and then released. And he might have to go to court at a later date, perhaps.
I'm calling WWE want to get rid of him, and Ring of Honor is going to get they're going to try to sign him, and they're going to sign both the Hardys.
So another organization comes in. So then the question is, then, if that happens for Ring of Honor, didn't we just say, though, that you're supposed to be setting an example for people? So is that good, then, if Ring of Honor takes somebody who has that dodgy background, shall we say, who did something that was inappropriate or not? Would fans still respond to something like that?
Well, yeah, didn't WWE induct Jake the Jimmy the Superfly Snuka or Jake the Snake into the WWE mm-hmm. Hall of Fame after he's drunk? I don't know.
Jake the Snake certainly had issues with alcohol, and he's actually recovered from those issues. There was definitely DDT yoga was a big part of that. I know there was a documentary. I know Diamond Dallas Page played a huge part in that. I don't know any incidences where he was driving while he was drunk there. You're certainly allowed to drink while you're at your own house, but that might be an issue there. Once again, like I said, if you apologize, if you go through counseling, you try and do the right thing, do we forgive those wrestlers a little bit more and then welcome them back in? Or is there a certain line where it's too far?
Well, I'm still kind of in awe right now. He's kind of a legend, so I'm on his side right now. But if it was somebody like Aiden English, I was like, please go.
And, you know, I thought the same thing as well. When I was asking this question to myself, I was like, I think it is kind of tough. And I think it depends on who it is as well. I'm far more willing to forgive Jeff Hardy because I like Jeff Hardy. But I agree, if it was somebody who I wasn't such a big fan of, then I wouldn't. That's probably not very fair on me. I don't think that speaks very highly of me either. So a tough question, but I thought that would be an interesting one to throw out to you. The other bit in wrestling news, CM Punk's going to fight his second UFC match in his hometown of Chicago. Any thoughts on CM Punk? Somebody you'd like to see back in WWE?
He's pretty old. No, I don't want to see him back in WWE.
We always get the chance at the matches, bring back CM Punk, and I don't think he's coming back either. There's obviously some issues there with Vince, so that's going to be a problem. In our third match, we have our best moments from Monday Night Raw in Detroit. So do you want to talk about your third moment? Your top three moments?
Starting at number three was when Titus Worldwide, The Bar, Rhino and Heath Slater, Miz Taraj, Gallows and Anderson, Dash and Scott Dawson, they were all fighting in the ring at once. I thought, whoa, that's pretty cool. It's like a tag team Royal Rumble. Spoiler alert, that's the main event.
And this is what they were trying to actually, and this is what it turned into. It turned out to be who has the right to fight The Bar at WrestleMania.
Yeah, so my number two moment was when Cena challenged Undertaker, and Undertaker is a no-show.
And I don't know about that. I see. Also, it mentioned, I think it was also this week, Kid Rock's been announced that he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. And one of his theme tunes was actually part of the Undertaker's motorcycle guy character. So we're not going to say his name, because that one I'm not going to say on this podcast. The BA, sure. We'll leave it at that one. And so I think that's something that, why did they induct Kid Rock this year? He hasn't done anything this year. So I'm sure that that might be something they are trying to play up a little bit. We have seen this week as well people talking about The Undertaker, his wife posting pictures of him on Instagram, and he certainly seems to be in better shape. I haven't seen those pictures, I don't have Instagram, but from everything I've heard, he seems to be in much better shape than what he was against Roman Reigns a year ago.
Yeah, and something that I heard on a podcast was Undertaker was at the Royal Rumble because his wife was in the Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, me neither.
I must have missed that one. Yeah, I'm not sure who that was.
And I'm calling it, I'm going Undertaker, he's going to make a surprise appearance at WrestleMania, call out John Cena, and that's going to be a match.
And I think I'm with you as well. Right now, I think it seems quite likely. If you mention it twice, which he's done, why would you mention that if that's not going to happen? Unless you've got something even better to come up with. Now, I did see on Twitter this morning, and I'm not sure if you know who this person is, actually, this was a different match, but there was different celebrities challenging. So Rusev mentioned that he doesn't have anybody to fight yet at WrestleMania. And I don't know if you know who Macaulay Culkin is.
No.
Do you know the film Home Alone?
Yes.
Okay, it's the little boy who was in that, except he's probably 35 now, I'm guessing.
Oh.
He actually sent the challenge out on Twitter. I'm trying to think what his name is. With him being Macaulay Culkin, it's something like Hulkin. It's go with like the Hulk figure. But yeah, he challenged Cena, and he's already had like 12,000 likes on that already. So, he's challenged Rusev. So I don't know. If Cena could find somebody else, then possibly. But right now, I'm with you. I think it's going to be Undertaker. All right, do you want to go to your top moment? Because it actually links in with your third moment that you said as well.
Yes, my number one moment was when Strowman enters the tag team battle royal and then wins. What a surprise.
he did, and I'm laughing because it's kind of funny that you had 10 people in there, probably. There was at least 5 teams in there.
It was.
And there was a lot at that point. And they even tried to gang up on him, and it still didn't do anything. At one point, there was like 6 people around him, and he was like the aforementioned Hulk I just talked about. He was like, rah! And then he just pushed everyone to the side. And he won, and that sets up that interesting situation now. And The Bar, you can see them backstage as well, looking like, so is Strowman going to face us at WrestleMania? He's not even a tag team. So the question now is, and we'll ask you what you think about this one. So is Strowman going to be a one-person tag team for the first time ever, or is he going to get a partner?
I love that. Really love that. I'm trying to think who'd make a big, good partner for Braun Strowman. I'm trying to think.
Now, one person, one name that was thrown out, I've heard, was one name I heard thrown out was Elias, which makes no sense to me because those two have had a feud recently. So I'm not quite sure why you throw those.
Elias and Strowman?
Correct.
Elias already has a match though. Him and Jeff Jarrett.
Well, apparently that was only a rumor. I heard that was a match, and apparently that was just a rumor. So that's not been set up yet. Which I'm kind of disappointed about. I think that would be a good booking, actually, the two guitar-smashing people. So apparently that's just a rumor. But then there was a talk, like, if Elias and Strowman went together, Elias could cost Strowman the title, and then that could set up a feud for those two. Or Strowman could just not tag him in and just fight all by himself.
So when's that 50-man Royal Rumble?
50-man Royal Rumble, I did see that. That's going to be April 27th. Okay. Somebody did post that on Twitter. The BGB podcast posted that, and they said that it is going to be live on the they said it's going to be on the WWE network. I don't think they said live necessarily, but yes, that's going to be on. Actually, just a few days before my birthday, so
okay.
That might be something
so
I can watch on
I'm
that.
Going. So Strowman and Great Khali is going to lose to The Bar by Titus Worldwide, Rhino and Heath Slater, Miz Taraj, Gallows and Anderson, Dash and Scott Dawson. They're mad because they didn't win the Tag Team Royal Rumble. They also beat up Strowman and Great Khali. They pinned Strowman, and yeah, so that's going to set up perfectly for Strowman going to enter number one in the 50-man Royal Rumble, and I'm not changing Aleister Black winning.
Okay, and we talked about that in a previous episode. Of course, we got a WrestleMania to figure out what's going to happen in between that as well, but sure. Now, this is where my computer actually messed up. I had everything typed in. I do my notes on my computer. Mason does his on paper. And my computer decided to do an upgrade, which switched off and then lost my updates. So I don't remember anything. The only one I remembered was, I know my number one pick was Strowman winning the tag team match. And I look back, I don't even remember what my other two moments were. I know it wasn't any of the two that you picked. So I honestly don't remember. So I guess we're done with my picks for this week. So that works fine. In our fourth match, are you smarter than a fourth grader? Now, I sometimes give you a little heads up on what we're going to talk about so you can think about it. This week, I didn't tell you anything at all. We did talk about this a few weeks ago, and then I was like, oh, I guess I could do this and then do this in a few weeks' time. So, as we've just talked about Undertaker versus John Cena, this round today is a true-false one. Are the names I'm going to give you, are they real names, or are they the fake names, okay? Oh. So, to give you an example, and these aren't the ones. So, for example, The Undertaker, real or fake?
Fake.
Oh, obviously. Do you know his real name?
No.
Mark Calloway. Okay, so that's an obviously one that's not his real name, okay? And what about John Cena?
True,
it is. And we talked about that fact that that was his real name. And that's actually what kind of got me thinking about some of these. Now, I've got 10 names here, and you've got to tell me, is it their real name or is it their fake name? Now, some of them we're going to allow a little bit of leniency. So, for example, if it's like the character's name was Tom and their real name is Thomas, then we're going to accept that because that's just a shortened form, okay? Now, to try and make it so I didn't put it in any particular order, all I did is I took the last name of the wrestler, and then they're in alphabetical order. So the first one is something beginning with A, so it's Dean Ambrose.
Is it false?
That one is false. Yes. Yeah, his real name is actually Jonathan Good, which I certainly wouldn't have known that. I don't think I've ever seen that one before.
Yeah, you can definitely want to change that because his last name is Good.
You could use that. You could possibly use that. Yeah. All right, second one. So Cesaro from The Bar, who we just talked about as well.
Real.
That's false, actually. Oh. It's Claudio Castagnoli. So that would be kind of a tough one for the pronouncers. I had to think about it. I practiced that a few times before we came on air just to make sure I could get that. And I'm not even sure that's right even now. All right, so you're one for one so far, okay? All right, number three, Mick Foley.
Real.
Correct. Michael Foley, but sure, that one's good.
Michael Foley.
Yes, but Michael and Mick is a shortened version, so we'll accept that, okay? Number four, we just talked about his brother, Matt Hardy.
I'm going real.
It is. It's Matthew Hardy. All right, next one, Mickie James.
Fake.
It is Mickie James, actually. That one's a true one, so I wasn't sure. I thought that was fake as well. I did not think that was real. It just sounded, to me, like too perfect, almost. All right, so three correct and two wrong so far. Okay, next one. The current champion, Brock Lesnar.
Oh, Brock. Real.
It is. I was surprised
by
that.
It's obvious. UFC.
And when I thought about it afterwards, I was like, yeah, because they don't have stage names in UFC. As far as I know, they don't have stage names. So, the thing is that. All right, you're four correct so far. Next one, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Real.
It is, and I had no idea on that one. With him being from Japan, it could have been anything. That could have been a totally made-up name just to sound more Japanese than he really is, just to try and emphasize that. Five right and two wrong. All right, we're going a little old school now. Rick Rude, Ravishing Rick Rude.
Fake.
No, that one's actually true. Richard Rude. I was surprised
Rude?
By that. Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that one. And I actually thought that would trick you as well, which is why I went. That's
real?
His real name, Richard
Bobby
Rude.
Rude?
Bobby Rude, I don't know. I don't have
is
that.
Is he related?
No, different spelling.
Oh.
Bobby Rude is R-O-O-D-E. This is R-U-D-E. So that was another wrong one. So five and three, and you got two to go. So as long as you get one of the next two, you should be passing this one. All right, someone who you know quite well, AJ Styles. And I just listened to a podcast about him recently as well.
Fake.
You call him fake?
Yeah.
Correct. However, I believe he gets his AJ from his name, though. Alan Jones.
Huh.
So that would be the AJ. His middle name is Neil, but I don't know if he uses that or not. So six correct and three wrong. So this would be a pass on the school district that you're at. Because you don't want a pass, you want at least a C, right? So you want to get the last one. Last one. Xavier Woods. I know we love the New Day, so...
No.
I knew
fake.
This would be one that you wouldn't read about too much. Correct. It's fake. Its actual name is Austin Watson. So 7 out of 10, I'm going to call that a C. We'll get a high five. I think that picked it up on the microphone. You did a good job. And hopefully you guys who played along at home managed to pass as well. In our fifth match, we look at SmackDown from Indianapolis, Indiana. Mason, you want to start us off with your three best moments from this?
Starting at number 3 is Big E and Jimmy.
Oh, see, you love the New Day. Mention it straight away. Big E's your first moment. Go on.
No,
sorry, I interrupted.
It's Big E and Jimmy Uso because the other ones are injured. And, they had chairs and they were facing the Bludgeon Brothers. And the weird thing about Jimmy, I just got to say, he had a cast on his arm, on his elbow, yep. One on his finger, and then he had Cesaro.
They did get pretty badly beat up, yeah. The tape from Cesaro. Yeah.
Cesaro.
I always think of Cesaro with that. They did get beat up pretty badly at Fastlane, and I didn't include that as one of my moments, because we've sort of seen that before. But yeah, so they interrupted their match, and it was actually, that was one of the big matches, the Usos and New Day, but they interrupted that. So yeah, one of each of them teamed together, which I don't know if that would really happen. Surely, wouldn't you just say, hey, New Day, we want to fight the Bludgeon Brothers, or Usos, we want to fight the Bludgeon Brothers. You wouldn't take one from each team if they really hate each other.
Well, they're injured, but...
Could be. Perhaps that's part I missed then.
Back to my moment. They had Big E and Jimmy had chairs. Bludgeon Brothers had bludges. And, the Bludgeon Brothers smashed their chairs out the ring and Big E and Jimmy Uso retreated. So, while we're on the topic of the Bludgeon Brothers, part of the Wyatt family, we were looking in my book yesterday and we saw Husky Harris. And you said he looked like Bray Wyatt,
All right, let's get this accurate. Okay, there was a character in your book from NXT who was called Husky Harris, and I said, oh, look, that is Bray Wyatt. I didn't just say it looked like Bray Wyatt. It is Bray Wyatt. And you looked at it and was like, no, it's nothing like him. And I said, well, I'm calling you out on the podcast tomorrow, and I thought you might back down. But no, you insisted that we do this. I'd actually forgotten about this. So go on. My contention is, not that it looks like him, Husky Harris and Bray Wyatt are the same person.
It's hard to tell, though, but his face is beard all over his face.
I'm not sure on the copyright issues, but I wish I could take a picture. I'm sure you can Google Husky Harris easy enough, and you can make your own decision. I'm sure most people like me, Mason, realize, like, oh my gosh, I really like that 10-year-old, but he has no idea what he's talking about right now. All right, I took a quick look, and I'm going to read you the entry from Wikipedia, and you had a chance to back out, but you didn't do. Okay, so I typed in Bray Wyatt, and his name is Wyndham Lawrence Rotunda. That would have been a good name for the round. Not that I thought Bray Wyatt was his real name anyway. And it says he performs under the Raw brand under the name Bray Wyatt. He formerly wrestled under the name of Husky Harris and was a member of the Nexus. So I think that's one for Daddy. It doesn't happen very often, but particularly with wrestling things, but... yeah, you got that one wrong, buddy. You're not going to have to take the L on that one, I'm afraid. However, I think SmackDown as a whole takes an L for that whole show. I thought the show was absolutely awful. I couldn't find 3 moments at all. I only found 1 moment. I couldn't find anything else. My moment was the same as yours, with one exception. You picked the moment the Bludgeon Brothers came into the ring. I picked the moment the ref just dived out the ring. He didn't just get out there. He bailed. He dived out the side. He owned no part of that match at all. I saw the clip on Twitter at lunchtime the following day, and I was like, my goodness, that looks really cool. And that's it for me. So go ahead, Mason. You can talk about your number 2 moments and number 1 moments. And I think your second moment shows you how bad SmackDown was this week, actually. But I know you disagree. Go ahead.
Was it just me? Or I only saw one Singh brother out there. I don't know what happened.
I only saw one Singh brother, and I didn't really care too much. But yeah, I don't know what happened there. Perhaps one of them was sick. Perhaps they realized 3-on-1 matches is kind of pointless because these other genders are always going to win when there's 3 people on one. But yeah, as a talking point, I would agree that it's an interesting talking point. You're right, there was only one Singh brother this week.
He was facing Randy Orton, wasn't he?
He was. Well, he came
into
that
match. No, he was facing Bobby Roode.
I don't know. It's the same match we had in Fastlane. It's the same thing. No. They're just repeating the
same stuff.
All right, number 1. Let's go. Let's move on.
Shane says Sammy will face KO at WrestleMania.
that was kind of funny, actually, setting those two guys up. But we've seen it before. It's that same story they've been doing for so long. But go on, carry on.
They were mad at each other at Raw and Fastlane, and then they're teaming up to beat Shane O'Mac. I don't know what WWE's thinking. What happened was in the beatdown that I thought was exceptional out of all of them was KO put a chair around Sammy's neck, Shane's neck, mm-hmm. and then they threw him into the ring post.
Mm-hmm.
Then they dragged him out into the back,
mm-hmm.
said he wanted to leave, and say, oh, one more thing before you leave, and then they slammed him onto whatever that was.
All right, problem with all this. If somebody gets beat up in the middle of the ring, what normally happens, they call out like 7 refs, and the refs come in and actually break it up. Mm-hmm. Or we've seen times when they call security, and they would come in there. The owner, or the GO, or whatever he's called, of SmackDown Live gets beat
GM?
Up. GM, thank you. I can't remember the phrase General for a manager. Second. General manager. He's getting beat up. Nobody comes out. No refs come out. No wrestlers came out. Oh, please. You can send a whole lot out. Normally, no security came out. None of the wrestlers from the back who like him come to help out. Daniel Bryan doesn't come to help out.
Yeah, he was off, remember?
Oh, well, how convenient. Then they drag him through the back where all the wrestlers are, and still nobody stops it. I wasn't buying it at all. Like I say, I'm happy with you to pick it as number one, but I just wasn't buying into
it. Yeah, you can hear Shane O'Mac. He was, like, having trouble with breathing.
Of course he was.
Yeah, he was like, breathe, 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 and then he slowed mm-hmm. down his thing. And
yep.
Yeah, they got the paramedics out, they put him on the stretcher,
mm-hmm.
and then...
Amazing how they came after he got beat up rather than before, but anyway.
And then they tried to cut it off, but they accidentally snapped the buckle off.
Yep.
And Shane moved an arm out, and he stopped breathing, and then they cut the thing off.
All right, let's move on to our sixth match. I'm so done with SmackDown this week. Now, last week we did our special episode, which if you haven't listened to, go check that out. This is episode 82. We went to the Nova Pro event, which was actually 2 events. There was Sink or Swim, which was the tryout show to try and get on the main roster, and also Rip Her to Shreds as well. And so my tweet of the week from this week is actually from that. This is from at FayeJackson419, and this is the wrestler Faye Jackson. I consider at VA Wrestling my home, and I'm so proud of the show we put on last night. Hashtag Rip Her to Shreds was a testament of how far women's wrestling and Nova Pro has come. So thank you everyone for supporting and being part of the show. And I thought it was a great event too. The idea of originally having a whole card of women, I think, was kind of like surprising, but I think the fans really bought into it, and it was really well received. Any comments about that show, the Ripper to Shreds, for people who haven't listened to our event yet, or perhaps don't want to listen to the whole thing?
Yeah, well, I agree with Faye Jackson. Nova Pro is my home of wrestling too, so...
Yeah, we've definitely bought into that, and we think it's really cool. She actually sent a second tweet out, which is kind of interesting as well. Now onto the VA Wrestling Tryout Show. That was the Sink or Swim we just talked about. Just a word of advice for people who want to try out next year. Ask yourself why you want to be a part of Nova. Don't try out for a company you know nothing about besides that they put on shows. Respect the history and respect the locker room. I think that I was actually kind of proud of that tweet there. It actually shows you that it is a really close-knit community. The wrestlers do look out for each other, and anyone who's not respecting Nova, watch out. You're going to be dealing with Faye Jackson. In our seventh match, we're going to look at NXT for the first time. Now, we've been looking at it for a few weeks, but we haven't really commented on it, so we're not going to do top 3 moments, but do you want to pick a single moment to talk about on NXT this week?
So, I liked when Heavy Machinery drinks from the Street Profits cup and then gets some unknown energy, and yeah. When Heavy Machinery guy throws the cup up, and the Street Profits dude tries to catch the cup, and he just beats him down.
And to me, it was like the old snowball trick I used to do when I was a kid. You get 2 snowballs. If you throw it straight at the person, they're ready to block it. So you throw one up into the air, they look at that one, and then you can just throw one straight at their face when they're not ready.
Yeah.
It was good, though. It was a nice moment.
That's what they do in Sky Zone when I'm dodgeball.
There you go. That's it. Still works, even 25, 30
Except
years
they
later.
Roll it. Thinking, oh, it's a free ball.
Now, my moment wasn't, I wouldn't say it was a great wrestling moment, but I thought it was kind of interesting. This was the female match between Dakota Kai and Lacey Evans, and I heard the comic gobsmacked. Now, this wasn't from Nigel McGuinness either, who's definitely British. This was from the other commentator, who's American. And the reason it was interesting to me is we talked about in our A2 show the fact that we had a group called the Grimy Scots, and they were pretending to be Scottish. They're from Maryland. They kept dropping some of the words. But they talked about the word mouth, and somebody corrected them from the audience and said gob. So, I don't know. Have you ever heard the word gobsmacked over here, Mason?
No, I didn't even know it was a word.
It means surprised. It's like you've been smacked in the mouth. So imagine your reaction. Here, come a little closer to the microphone. I can smack you in the mouth. Imagine what your reaction would be. And it was exactly like, whoa, what happened there? So, yeah, it was kind of an interesting one for me. I wonder if he's just picked it up from Nigel McGuinness. I know I've heard other people say they watch British shows and they pick up British words. So, but for me, that shows you, I guess, how much I was interested in NXT. But to me, that was a kind of an interesting
one. Yeah, well, like you said, the grimy spots, it makes them even better of a heel when they're bad at something. Like, they're horrible of keeping their accent, having Scottish words.
It does. I absolutely agree with you. Now, if you've made it through to our very last match, our eighth match, you're obviously a big fan of podcasts, so this is our podcast of the week. If you want something to listen to after this, this is my recommendation for this week. This actually is probably more than 10 days ago when I listened to this one. This is Behind the Gorilla Wrestling Podcast, and you can find them at behind_gorilla. I actually saw this a few weeks ago, and it said that they were going to look at the quirkier side of wrestling. They were going to do the strange things that happen in wrestling. And somehow I missed their first few episodes, so I actually listened to the first three episodes back to back. The one I'm picking as my podcast of the week is episode 3, and it was called 10 Pounds of Arquette. And this goes back to 2000, Mason, so I know that you're not going to know this one, but this is pretty much when I moved to America. Now, David Arquette is actually an actor. He's not a wrestler at all. He got put into WCW, which I know you know a little bit about, and he became the heavyweight champion. It was kind of a ridiculous circumstance, and that's the whole point of this podcast. They look at things that are absolutely ridiculous. At the time, David Arquette was quite famous. I guess he still is famous. He was also married to a very famous actress from the TV show Friends, Courtney Cox. So he had kind of high profile at that time. But definitely go check out that episode. Go check out the other episodes. I know they've just released episode 4 because I was starting to listen to that this morning. And that's my recommendation for podcast of the week.
So I listened to HIAC Talk Radio. It was Fastlane, Ripper to Shreds. Yeah, and I thought the Ripper to Shreds, I'm surprised they talked about that. And
HIAC actually has some advertising when you go to Nova Pro events. So you actually see that their logo there. So they certainly do. And I've been listening to those for a few weeks now. They do a good job of reporting about Nova Pro as well. And I would certainly recommend that one as well. I know on their network, they actually have, I think, three different shows. They have the HIAC. They also have the Beyond the Puck, which I talk about hockey and specifically normally the Capitals, but also hockey from around the league. And also the one with the stadiums where the guy travels all around the different stadiums. I don't know what that one's called. I forget
Stadium Review, something like that.
Yeah, I think it's something a little catchier than that. But yeah, that's basically what it is. All right. You can find us on Twitter at MGB Wrestling Pod. You can email us at mgbwrestlingpod@gmail.com. And I need to make sure I check that email this week because I didn't look at it again. And you can also subscribe on our YouTube channel, MGB Wrestling Podcast, and that should help you to find us good.
It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Captain 123.
So, it's Friday evening. Mason's not home yet. So, I'm going to try for a future host of the MGB Wrestling Podcast, his younger brother. So, first question. Do you want to tell me what your name is?
Jackson.
And how old are you, Jackson?
4
years old. And as this is a wrestling podcast, do you have a favorite wrestler?
It's Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns, that's right. And can you remember what Roman Reigns is in? Can you remember what you said? The W?
B.
Nearly. WWE. That's right. Not B. E. Okay, do you remember any other wrestlers? You know any other wrestlers besides Roman Reigns?
I don't know.
You gotta talk to the microphone though, buddy.
Finn Balor.
Finn Balor, that's right.
Yeah, is he in the WWE, Daddy?
He's in the WWE, that's right, yes. Do you know any other wrestlers?
Who
do you?
Sheamus.
Oh, Sheamus, that's right. I didn't know that you knew him. And who do you have on your t-shirts? Because you have some wrestling t-shirts too. Not today, you don't have a wrestling t-shirt on today.
John Cena.
John Cena, that's right.
Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, that's right. Yeah. Is Brock on?
Brock on.
Who's Brock? Do you know Brock? Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar. Yeah, he's on there as well, isn't he?
Anybody else? And Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, that's right. I think you said Randy Orton. And they're all the wrestlers that you know? All right, good job. So, that concludes my interview with my 4-year-old son, Jackson. All right, give me a high five, little buddy. Good job. And I'm sure when I'm getting older, he'll be taking over my role.
Daddy, next time I'm 5, I can be this side.
When you're 5 years old, you can stand the other side of the microphone.
Yeah, and you'll be this side.
And Daddy can stand the other side next time. Okay, sounds good.
Music was Zigzag by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/